And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9, and 95.5 FM. My name is Sherry Heine, and I'm here to host Talk of the Town today. Our very special guests are Charlotte Hall, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Media Center, and David Snyder from he's a CPA. Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9, and 95.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Robert, can you introduce our first guest today?
Sure, Sherry. Thank you. Our first guest is Fred Vail, representing Charlotte Hall Museum here in Prescott. And Charlotte Hall Museum has been a member of the Chamber since 2004. Welcome, Fred.
Why, thank you, Robert, and thank you, Sherry.
Well,
it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you on this eve before Thanksgiving.
Eve before Thanksgiving is right.
Oh, my goodness. Are you ready for the holidays?
As ready as I'm going to be.
I
don't do much to get ready.
Leave that to everyone else, right?
I'm being honest about it.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. Well, you've got some things coming up at Charlotte Hall, but maybe for our listeners' sakes, let's talk a little bit about Charlotte Hall. What's going on there?
Well, I guess we could say what isn't going on. The next event we have is Frontier Christmas, which will be on December 2nd, immediately following the courthouse lighting. It was only a few months ago that we opened a new exhibit called a new prehistory exhibit, completing the prehistory wing of the museum, and that's gone over very well. In February, we'll be opening another new exhibit, presenting Prescott and Arizona in World War I.
Oh, wow.
Which is 100 years, of course, since the anniversary of that conflict. We are continuing our campaign to raise $2 million in order to build a new education center. And in the midst of all of that, we're in the process of going through a reaccreditation process with the American Alliance of Museums. So that's
you sound
what's
bored.
That's what's going on. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I remember, I believe, when I first got here, you kind of walked me through that new exhibit that you folks were putting together.
Well, you saw it under construction.
I did.
If you haven't, we opened it July 1st.
Right, yes.
If you haven't been back, you need to. It's very special.
Absolutely.
Very special. We're getting nothing but rave reviews.
That's great. And then, so tell us about, with the holidays, let's hear more about what's going on after the courthouse lighting.
After the courthouse lighting, all those folks that you have up there at the courthouse need to come to the Charlotte Hall Museum, where we're presenting a 19th century Frontier Christmas. We have luminaries out. We'll have living history personnel in most of our buildings who will be talking about Christmases past, essentially setting up a village as one could expect it to have existed in the 1860s and 70s and so forth.
It's a must-do for sure for Prescott residents and people coming up to visit after the
parade. Oh, people have a ball, and the kids just love it.
Yep.
Cookies, cider, the kids get to make ornaments, special ornaments for Christmas, like they did in the 19th century.
Yeah.
We decorate a Christmas tree in the governor's mansion, just as Margaret McCormick did in 1867. We'll have Judge Howard in Fort Misery talking about Christmases past. Jesse Benton Fremont will be in the Fremont House. Well, I guess it's going to be Lily this year. Lily Fremont will be in the Fremont House. We have a player piano and a big roaring fire in the Charlotte Hall building. The print shop will be open, and they'll be printing on an 18th century press for kids and
pretty
so
cool.
forth. But it's just, it goes on and on.
Well, I remember when I first moved into town, you know, did the Christmas parade, the courthouse lighting, and came to your place. It was about 20 plus years ago, I think.
Yeah, someone asked me that recently. How long have we been doing this? Because many of our events, we know exactly how long they've been, we've been doing them, and some of them are in the 40 years. But this one, we don't have a real handle on it, but I know it's plus 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you came here 20 years ago, Robert, and we were presented at that time.
It was probably one of the first years, I think.
You're a confirmation of that.
Yeah.
There you go. See, now you have some documentation
here.
Right on the radio station.
Here we are,
folks.
But, you know, Christmas, as you well know, you were not here last year, Sherry, but Robert, you were. You know, Christmas in December in Prescott is something very, very special.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are Arizona's Christmas city, and
for good reason.
And for good reason.
And you're part of it, for sure.
For this part of this.
This next year, we will be celebrating our 90th anniversary.
Wow. And you don't look a day over 29.
Sometimes I feel that old, but I accept the compliment.
There you go. That right there is history.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful stuff.
Yeah. And, of course, it was opened by Charlotte Hall in the old governor's mansion, a single building. And over the course of those 90 years, we've expanded into a four-acre campus with 11 exhibit buildings, five of which are historic structures.
Well, it's a definite do for the visitors at the visitor center. You're their first stop, usually, from when they come into the center to learn about Prescott's history.
And I understand you folks over there promote it.
So. We certainly do.
We appreciate that very, very much.
Absolutely. Now, back to this, the Frontier Christmas, even though we're saying it starts right after the courthouse lighting. So the courthouse lighting is Saturday, December 2nd.
Right.
And we start our ceremony at 6 o'clock. And it usually gets over right around 6:30-ish.
Yeah. And we're open at 6, but most of the people come in after the lighting.
And
so
how late
we start
does it,
to see them about 6:30. And we're only two blocks away.
Exactly.
So it's an easy walk from the courthouse. And you don't have to worry about parking a car anywhere. You're already parked.
Exactly.
So it's an easy trip for them. Members, there is a cost, a $5 cost for non-members.
Okay.
Adult non-members. So
sure.
All kids 17 and under, 17-year-olds don't like to be called kids, but
sure.
All young people.
Yes.
How's that?
That's
17 and under are free.
Oh, wow.
Our members are free, it's just a super event.
And how late does it go into the evening?
About 8:30.
8:30,
yeah,
okay.
It starts to settle down about 8 o'clock or so. But, we have people there till 8:30.
Oh, wow.
So we keep it going.
Exactly. So that sounds like a wonderful tradition. I'm looking forward to, of course, we're going to be a part of it, John and I, my husband. So we'll walk over there after the courthouse lighting.
We will watch for you.
There you go. Let's talk a little bit about that February event, too. I want to just highlight that real quickly.
World War I, 2018, 100 years, and we're going to focus on Prescott and Arizona and the impact of the war, you know, the draft, the rations, the financing through the bonds and so forth, people's experiences locally and so forth. Of course, we will present aspects of the war as it existed and so forth, but it'll be early February. I don't have an exact date right now, but we're finishing up with our railroad exhibit, and we'll be opening that in February and run it for about a year. So
okay.
I've seen the work on it. It's going to be pretty impressive. We have some very good artifacts from our collections and a couple that are on loan to us. So.
Well, that's pretty awesome. We are, as a chamber, we're for 2018, we're going to be focused on veterans and veteran-owned businesses. That's part of our niche of what we're looking into. So we'll have to connect as we get closer to that, because this sounds like a perfect tie-in.
It certainly does.
Well, Fred, it's always a great pleasure to have you on our show. And just, again, if you can give us your contact information for those that are listening that want to get involved in the Christmas Frontier for December 2nd, how to get in touch with you and all of that.
Well, you can go on the website. It's www.charlotte, that's charlotte.org, or you can call 445-3122 for information.
Wonderful. So what are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm not sure yet. I have a couple options.
There you go. Yeah. You're not cooking the turkey then.
I am not cooking it.
He'll be the eater.
He'll be the eater on this
one. I'm
going
to see which looks the best as we get closer to time. I guess I got to make a decision.
Yes, you do. Well, it's nice to know you have options.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. And we appreciate you being on the show. And we appreciate everything that Charlotte Hall offers the city of Prescott and to the being part of the Christmas City.
Well, thank you so very much for having me.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
C Celebrate Thanksgiving at Cliff Castle Casino. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat Thanksgiving buffet at Mountain Springs with all the traditional favorites. Or a delicious holiday feast at Storyteller Steakhouse. And on Saturday, November 25th, when you earn 200 slot points, you're eligible to receive a quesadilla maker. Put a new spin on your Thanksgiving leftovers with this great kitchen gadget. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for menu information and promotion details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Hi, this is Luke Gettle.
And I'm Dustin Gettle.
We're the sons of the Gettle brothers. My dad, Ted, always takes us shopping around the holidays.
Well, my dad, Adam, dresses up like Santa Claus and surprises us.
Yeah, well, it's no surprise Gettle's High Desert Mechanical has been keeping people comfortable during the holidays since 1987.
You know what this means now, Luke?
No, what?
We're working while our dads are getting ready for the holidays.
Oh, brother.
That's them.
Happy holidays from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Robert, we have our second guest.
Yes, thank you, Sherry. Our second guest is Jen Harvey, representing Yavapai Regional Medical Center Lung Cancer Program. Yavapai Regional Medical Center has been a member since 1987 at the Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Jen.
Welcome to you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad to have you. And I would like to mention that Yavapai Medical or Regional Medical Center is also one of our lead partners as well. So we greatly appreciate that. Very supportive of the community. So we appreciate that. So you're here. You're part of the lung program, the lung cancer screening program.
That is exactly right, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So this is a new program offered through YRMC, and it's really exciting because before recent times, we did not have any good way to catch lung cancer early in people that were at risk for that. And that's namely people over the age of 55 with a significant smoking history. So now we have a way to catch it early, and it's using a low dose of radiation CT scan on an annual basis, kind of like what mammograms are to breast cancer. These low dose CT scans are going to be for lung cancer, and it's going to make a real difference in our community.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. And then so you get to be a part of all of this.
I get to be kind of like the hub on the wheel that connects all the moving parts.
I see here that you're the patient navigator.
Yes. In fact, if you look at my name tag, it all kinds of letters on it. LDCT Clinical Navigator.
I like that word. That's kind of a cool word.
Yeah.
That means you do everything.
Yes. Well, nurse navigation is sort of a new role across the nation, and it is really designed to be patient-centered and also to help providers give the best care to their patients in a world where healthcare can be very confusing and very hard to navigate. So I get the privilege of helping patients navigate through the lung cancer screening program.
And how did you, a little bit about your background, how did you get involved in all of this?
Well, I was originally going to be a singer or a writer, and that failed. So, no, actually,
we can sing right now. We've been.
You sure you haven't been on this show before?
I've been a nurse for 21 years, and it's always been cardiac care. I've worked in the cath lab at YRMC for the past 12 years, and I did see cancer patients there who would come in for a thing called a port that allows them to get chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And I was just really always drawn to the cancer person's story. It was always close to my heart. So when I saw this opportunity and read what this was about, I thought, they're writing about me. They're writing about what I should be doing. And thankfully, the people that interviewed me thought the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, wow, what a career. 21 years, you said?
21 years, yes. Wow. I know I look 21, but it's true that I've been a nurse for that long.
That's great. Now, a little bit about what would be symptoms of the lung cancer that would bring someone in for this type of screening?
That's a really important question and distinction, because it's a screening. You actually don't want to have any symptoms. By the time someone has symptoms of lung cancer, it often means they have a late stage disease. So the whole purpose of screening is for someone that's asymptomatic. So they're asymptomatic of these things, which are the symptoms of lung cancer: a new or changing cough, a new shortness of breath, pain in their side or chest when they take a breath in, coughing up blood, or unexplained weight loss. If that's happening to you, then you need to see your doctor about more of a diagnostic path. So very critically, if you don't have any of those symptoms, but you're over the age of 55 and you have that significant smoking history, then that's what the screening is for. It's for you.
Very good. That's a great explanation. Insurances, are they covering this type of screening or this type of service that is provided there?
That is one of the best things about this program. For people who qualify based on age and smoking history, Medicare has decided they're going to cover the annual screening at no out-of-pocket cost. And most private insurances have followed suit. So most people in those qualifying factors
are on Medicare.
Whether on Medicare or whether they have private insurance, they're going to get that screening covered, which is just one more incentive. You know what? It's going to cost you just a few minutes of your time, and it can give you peace of mind.
So anyone who's smoked in the past, it's probably a good idea to check it out.
You know, it's a good idea to explore the idea. We are looking for people with a significant smoking history.
And what would be significant?
That's another
great question. That's probably a big question.
Huh? Well, there's a thing called pack years, and if you smoke one pack a day for 1 year, then that's one pack year. So say you did that for 30 years, you would have a 30 pack year smoking history. And that's kind of the line that's drawn in the sand right now as considered high risk.
Okay.
That may change as we find out we're catching people with less smoking history who get lung cancer. But for now, that's the criteria we're going by.
Interesting.
Are there any risk to having the screening done?
That's another good question. Like all screening programs, there are risks associated with it. And so you want to make sure you're high risk for lung cancer to be entered into lung screening. One risk is the radiation exposure, but we reduce that exposure by 1/5 of the traditional CT scan, so it's that much less exposure as you come in for your annual exam. And the other piece of it is you can get a call back. You can get that phone call that says, we saw something, we need you to come back sooner than 1 year, and you can come back and have it be nothing. But to me, that's reassurance, like, hey, they got their eye on this and they're watching over me.
I have to go back to the insurance piece, because I'm just really amazed with what you said. If you could repeat that for our listeners out there, because what I heard you say is that some of this is now part of the Medicare and that sort of thing.
Right. So Medicare covers the cost of lung cancer screening. If you're between the ages of 55 and 77, you have that strong smoking history, and either you're still smoking or quit within 15 years. They cover the office visit related to the screening. It has to be ordered by your provider, and for the screening itself. And most private insurances are following suit and doing the same thing.
That's great news.
It is.
And that's good. I'm glad that we have you on the show today to be able to share that information. So you're the navigator, but I'm sure there's a team.
Let's
talk about the team that helps you with this.
Oh, I'm so grateful for my team. This program was initiated by Mary Sterling. She's the director of imaging at YRMC, and she has been my backbone for being able to do this job at all. And I have a team of highly qualified physicians that includes radiologists, and it includes the pulmonologist in town, Dr. Johnny, Dr. El Haraki, and Dr. Leidinger, and of course our local oncologist, and very importantly, the providers that are ordering this in the first place and watching over their patients.
Excellent. So Do you have any stories to tell?
Well, you know, the program is so new.
Yeah.
That what I am experiencing the most is the relief that somebody gets when they get a good scan. And one person in particular stands out. I won't say his real name. We'll call him Jack. And I met
him. Call him Robert.
His name is Robert with a capital R. Well, Robert is a smoker.
I did smoke years ago.
Well, Robert, I met him at the smoking cessation class that's offered at YRMC, free to the community, and he was just really struggling with quitting. He tried and it wasn't working, and he was really scared that he might have done the damage and caused lung cancer. And I happened to be meeting with his doctor the next day. I could relay that fear, talk about our lung screening program, got him in pretty darn quickly. He got his screening. There was a small scare. We had a consult with the pulmonologist. He had further testing and he got a clean bill of health. And his gratitude of, oh, okay, I'm in the clear, but I promise you, nurse navigator, patient navigator, Jen, I'll be back next year so he can continue to keep an eye on his good health.
Oh, that's pretty rewarding.
It is.
Very good. And how would someone get in touch with you?
I am located at Prescott Medical Imaging. I have an office there and a phone number. It is 771-5454. And people can also ask their primary care provider because just about everybody now has been updated on the lung screening program.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that we should be aware of during about this program or any other hints or ideas that you want our listeners to hear about today?
I think the most important thing is to realize this will cost very little of your time, but it just might save your life. So if that description of smoking and the age is you, then do yourself a favor, get screened.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we've talked a little bit about your program and all of that. We've got something coming up tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Do you have any great Thanksgiving plans?
Well, I have the great joy of having had my parents move here this year from St. Louis, and they will be hosting their first Prescott Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Oh.
And I did my part. I made cake pops that are shaped like turkeys. Cute little... yep. So we'll have lots of family, and that's what I look forward to the most about tomorrow.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what's a normal day look like for you when you're on the job?
Well, for example, today I got to meet with one of our pulmonologists and just update where we were in the program. I get to talk to you, and there's been a lot of outreach into the community, whether it's on the radio or in person, giving kind of an in-service or a talk about it. And then my favorite thing is meeting with each patient as they enter the lung screening program to make sure they know what it's all about and to show them how I can be there to navigate them through the process.
Super. So have you been with the hospital for 21 years?
No, I joined YRMC in 2005.
Okay, so that's quite a while.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And a little bit about your experience prior to getting into this program.
I was always in cardiac care, and yep. So 12 years in cath lab. And before that, I got to be a travel nurse, going as far as Virginia and Colorado and here, until true love stopped me in my tracks and stayed in Arizona.
There you go. That's always
that always seems to happen that way, doesn't
it? I'm so grateful it did.
Yeah,
absolutely. Very good. And anything else about that you can share?
You know, just give me a call if you have questions or if you have a loved one that you're concerned about.
Very good. Again, if you can give us that contact information, how they can get in touch, how they can help with getting signed up for a screening and that sort of thing.
The patient navigator, Jen Harvey at YRMC 771-5454.
Well, we thank you so much for being on the show and for what you do. Sounds like you really make a difference in people's health, and that's very important.
Well, thank you for this opportunity to promote what I think is a big deal in saving lives from lung cancer.
Absolutely. And we want to also wish you a happy Thanksgiving and a special one to your parents, too.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
The Ford year-end sales event is here. Now with 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 cash back across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Hurry into your Desert Ford dealers. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars and SUVs. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on F-150. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. And it's great to have you back at Olson's. What's that you say? You love pets and can't wait for them to get into a picture with you? I think we can take care of that. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Every year for the past 31 years, we've brought Santa and good dogs and cats together for holiday pictures. Pictures with Santa Paws are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we're really excited because Santa is looking the best he's looked in years and may even bring Mrs. Claus to help out. You just bring your pets and Windy View Designs does the rest. They work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. Great for Christmas pictures, and $5 per package will be donated to United Animal Friends. Santa will be sliding down the chimney at the following Olson's: Prescott on Saturday, November 25th, Chino Saturday, December 9th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 16th. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Northern Arizona Suns don't have much to be thankful for following last night's game against the Austin Spurs.
The Suns led in the first quarter at the Prescott Valley Event Center last night, but the Spurs took a big lead in the third quarter. The Suns got the lead back in the final frame, but it was Austin who would end up with a 101-98 win. Forward Derek Jones Jr. says the Spurs played well, while the Suns shot 35 of 100.
They're a great team. They have the record that they have for a reason.
Guard Josh Gray calls this another tough loss.
They just was playing better than us all night. Take my hat off to them. They're probably the best team in the league, and they were just playing better than us. Tough loss.
The Northern Arizona Suns get to enjoy Thanksgiving with their families before they start a four-game road trip. Game one is against Fort Wayne, Indiana at 3 Sunday afternoon. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Nurses Association will have leadership from Yavpai College. College officials say nursing professor Selena Bliss has been named associate president for the next 2 years. Bliss had previously served as the associate board secretary, and she served on the board of directors for the Arizona League of Nursing, which is a professional organization for nursing educators. Bliss says she stood for election to head the Arizona Nurses Association because she believes in the organization and its mission to advance the nursing profession and promoting a healthy Arizona. There's good news for those who will be hitting the road for the Thanksgiving holiday.
ADOT hasn't scheduled any highway closures or work from Friday through late Monday night, but drivers should be aware that restrictions in existing work zones will remain in place. In Prescott, no road work will be performed tomorrow and Friday. This includes road and utility upgrades in the Dexter neighborhood, the Highway 89 widening and roundabout project, and a water pump station project at the corner of Honeysuckle Road and East Morning Glory Lane in the Willow Creek Road area. In an effort to reduce crashes and delays that result from speeding and driver inattention, speed limits will be lowered by 10 miles per hour on I-17 between New River and the Sunset Point rest area. Signs will advise drivers of the lower speed limits. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow, sunny through the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 43 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 77 tomorrow and a high of 73 on Friday. 44 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 84 and a high on Friday of 82. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and at 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at prescottdirt.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest here.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Robert Milligan, representing, did I say your last name right?
You did, and you said my first name right, too.
All right.
Good. Yay. I should, because that's my name, too.
See, I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if he's going to say my first name right.
Yes. Robert Milligan is representing Prescott Media Center, and Prescott Media Center has been a member since 1986.
1986, actually.
Is it 86?
The station is 1 year younger than me. I'm 32.
Okay.
The station
very cool.
Is
I have the wrong date. Well, that's even better.
Well,
yeah.
We'll have to
thank you
that
for your
system.
Membership.
That's okay.
Well,
that's,
not only their membership, but their partnership. We've
yes.
been such great partners this year.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And Robert, you actually were correct. We've been members of the Chamber of Commerce since 1996.
Okay.
We've existed since 1986.
Okay.
I don't know. There was a 10-year period where it was like, you know, I don't think we want to be that connected to the city of Prescott.
Well, tell us a little bit about the radio station.
Well, it's a TV station.
Or the media station, I should say. Sorry.
I love you,
now
Robert.
Now you got me all messed up.
I know.
What
I
is
know.
My name?
Here
yeah,
we go.
Exactly right.
What are
yeah.
your guys' names?
What
name?
Am I doing here? Right, yeah. Well, I can tell you his name and he can tell you my name, but I don't think we can do each other's names. Yeah, so the Prescott Media Center, it's been around, like I said, since 1986, and we used to be known as Access 13 for quite a while, and now we're the Prescott Media Center, and we are a public access TV station here in Prescott, and we're really kind of the only TV station in Prescott, so we're big in helping the community, we're big in working with our members. You can become a member for just $50 as an individual, and you can come in, you can check out cameras, you can check out equipment, and you can create your own content, and it goes on our channel, and it goes on our YouTube page, and we help distribute it. And Sherry actually
yes.
hosts another show on this time on our channel, on Channel 64, and Business Beat. And
yes.
That is such a fun show that we get to work on every month. Like, we were so disappointed last week when we didn't get to do Business Beat because I spent so much time putting up the set and like I geek
brick
out
by
over
brick, I
yeah
think.
Brick by brick yeah brick and, we're a brick and mortar business over there yeah
Well, the show's fantastic, but I just have to say it's been wonderful working with you. I mean, if you're not a member of the Prescott Media Center, you should become one, especially if you're a business or a nonprofit, because they're a great resource. They have really helped us with our events. They're out there at our ribbon cuttings and
we try to be
the community events, and of course the Business Beat TV show that we're now hosting as well. And it's just been great fun partnering with you and being a part of that.
Yeah, it's been great working with you, and it's been great. One of the things that I've done since I took over the general manager since, I think, June, kind of about the same time that you did.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Like, we both came. Yeah, okay.
There we are. We're both newbies.
There we go. And so one of the things that we're really getting big into is like going out into the community and working with the community. And it just seemed like a natural fit to work with the Chamber of Commerce. And I think I remember I was in a meeting with you and we were talking about ribbon cuttings, and I asked, like, does anyone like film or document these things? And you were like, no one does. And I was like, well, that's going to change. Someone's going to do it now.
Yep. So. And now, like, we get close to between like 80 to 100 people attending ribbon cuttings now, and people are fighting to be on the TV.
Yeah. I feel like the prettiest girl at the dance right now. There we go.
But you're also at all the important community events. I saw you out at the Veterans Parade, and you know, and I'm sure you'll be out at the Courthouse Lighting.
Yeah, we will. We'll actually be at the Courthouse Lighting next week, and this weekend we'll be streaming the Holiday Light Parade.
Okay, and that's a Saturday.
Yeah, that's this Saturday, and then next Saturday we'll be streaming the Christmas Parade. And then we'll also be at the Courthouse Lighting. So, yeah, we go all over the community. We work with different groups, the veterans, obviously. We do with, like, children and teens. We do the Launchpad Teen Center. We do a digital media club every Friday. Not this Friday, thankfully, because of the holidays.
Sure.
We all get 1 week away from each other. And doing another thing that we're doing with the Prescott High School is we're streaming their men's soccer games.
Wow.
Which is a new thing that we're doing. And they're all really excited. And maybe I think I'm spoiled because I'm not originally from Prescott. I'm from Yuma, Arizona, and then Phoenix. And the places where I lived, they had TV stations. They had news stations. They had media stations. The colleges had media stations. So there being an event going on, or there being like a project that like an organization was doing, you would always see like footage of it. You'd see a news, you'd see something on your news show about it. You'd see an anchor go out there and talking with people with a microphone. So when I came to Prescott, I just assumed that would happen there because it's happened everywhere else I've been, and seeing that there wasn't that kind of like community interaction with media. In the video form, not in radio, obviously. Radio does great. But in video and television, that there wasn't that interaction. So it's been my vision and what is it when like you make yourself be the person to do it?
You just do it.
Yeah.
Which you have.
If anyone knows the term, let me know. But it's been my duty. That's the word, duty. It's been my duty to kind of like self-impose to really get out in the community. And if there's an event, if there's something out there that I think the community should learn more about, we go out there. We do that. And that's, in my mind, that's what a community media station does, is they go out and they serve the community.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, Robert... two, because we have Robert.
Oh,
one.
I see how it is.
No, but
I
said Robert, then they were both going to answer me.
Well,
and
Rob,
I
go by Rob. Rob. You can call me Rob. Robert. There we go.
Rob. Yeah.
No, you don't. You go by Robert.
There you go. But so if when you're talking about live streaming and all that, where can our listeners go to watch this and get on board with that?
That's a great question. So we stream on YouTube, but the great thing about YouTube is that's just a platform. You can find it many other places. You can go to our website to find the stream on PrescottMediaCenter.org. We normally will share our stream on Facebook. So if you happen to see like a live stream in your hometown, it's probably from the Prescott Media Center, and be sure to click in because it's It'll be like you're there, but you won't be there, and it'll make you want to be there next time.
Well, one of the things that's great about it when you're recording and documenting, like we mentioned with the ribbon cuttings, is a lot of times people are involved in it. Like, let's say a parade. You're in the parade.
Right.
You don't know what it looks like. You're participating in it. So what's great is you could go back to your website or YouTube or wherever it's being stored, and you can watch it.
Right,
and
exactly.
And your family members can watch it. And you know, that sort of thing. So I think that's what makes it so awesome and special that we can document these things.
Yeah, last week during the Veterans Day parade, we had a young lady was in the parade, and she's veteran, she's active duty, and her entire like troop overseas were able to watch her in the parade. Wow. Because they were watching the live stream that we put on.
Wow, which, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they told us that beforehand, and we were super nervous, but we were super like proud and honored to, you know, do that for her. And at the same time, we were like, oh, I really hope we don't screw it up.
Good job.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Great.
And we did.
No pressure
did.
There, right?
No.
So, what else is going on for you guys there at the Prescott Media Center?
Oh, let's see. We're always doing different stuff. We've got we're doing an animal show right now. We've got an animal show called Prescott's Animal Corner. We did two episodes. One is on right now. It's with the Yavapai Humane Society. And then the second one will be premiering in December, and that's with the Prescott Heritage Park Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take a few months break to try and put the show back together again, because it takes a long time making a full like 30-minute film production, essentially. So we got that going on. We got a lot of great things on our channel. We're working with the community constantly. We're trying to do media education with people. I should just look at my brochure and see what's going on at Prescott Media Center right now. One of the I didn't mention it, but I will now. So I guess I will have mentioned it. And that's because we're a nonprofit, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, we're for the community, we're by the community, and really we're supported by local businesses. Mm-hmm. So what local businesses can do is they can donate, they can sponsor, they can do underwriting on our channel, on our streams, on our YouTube and whatnot, and it gets their name out there a little bit. And then it also, they're helping the community. So by supporting us, they're supporting the community. And that's really something that I'm really excited to get going. I don't think we've had that in the past, and I really hope that like local businesses like really jump forward to that, because we're not going anywhere and we're only growing from
here.
Absolutely.
And you're a nonprofit just like us, and yep, you help us with all of our needs and everything like that.
Anytime Sherry calls or texts like, Rob, I need you, I'm just like, I'm there.
Okay. Yeah, and we greatly appreciate it. We appreciate you so much, and for what Prescott Media Center does for the Prescott Chamber. And I just want to thank you for being on the show today and wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and AC is at the right degree. Call Gettles. Their fourth generation heating techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Don't settle till you call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
My father was born in Houston, Texas, and my mother in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I was born in Los Angeles. That's right, I was manufactured right here in the USA. Dan Hussey here with Totally Floored, and I'm proud to say I'm American-made. At Totally Floored, we believe in American-made products. We proudly support American manufacturing jobs by featuring American-made flooring. We encourage you to buy beautiful, comfortable, and durable American-made flooring. We're Dan and Julie Hussey. We were made in the USA. We offer American-made flooring, and when you invest in American flooring, you will be totally floored.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And Robert, we have our final guest here today.
Thank you, Sherry. Our final guest is David Snyder, CPA, and he's been a chamber member since 2014.
Yes.
Welcome, David.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about your company.
My name is David Snyder, and I'm a CPA, MBA, and an EA. And we do, I own a tax company called David A. Snyder CPA PLLC that does taxes, IRS representation, business valuations, audits and reviews, and I fight with the IRS. I'm located at 325 South Montezuma Street in Prescott. Please see me. Call me at 928-445-0104, extension 9, if you need any accounting work. Also, I have a website called davidasnydercpa.com. If you want to know more about me.
I also understand I want to thank you for your service too.
Yeah, I'm ex-military.
Yes, I remember that from our conversations in the past too, so appreciate that.
Thank you.
So can you tell us what's coming up? What should we be thinking about right now?
Well, everybody's really kind of concerned about tax reform right now, and I think hopefully it'll pass in the Senate. As is right now, and then they can reconcile and they can get rid of the individual mandate and that sort of thing that really forces people to do pay extra for health insurance and do pay for a lot of taxes that shouldn't exist.
Wow. What do you say about that?
Well, I'm really focused on tax planning right now, and I'm helping people take advantage of the tax credits for Arizona. And there's five tax credits. There's the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund, which is 400 married filing jointly and 200 other statuses. That one you might be too late to get to because they have $1 million cap, and I think people have already paid into that. There's also the public schools, which is $400 married filing jointly and $200 other statuses. There's a school tuition program like for Sacred Heart or Primavera, and there's $2,182 married filing jointly and half of that, $1,091 for individual taxpayers. And then foster care tax credits are 1,000 married filing jointly and 500 other statuses. And then the last one, which I focus on, is a charitable organization tax credit, which is, for example, my Lions Club, which is 800 married filing jointly and 400 other statuses. And all of them, except for the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund, you can do through April 15th of 2018. 2018. However, if you don't do it by 12/31, it doesn't help you on the federal. So, for example, if you owed $4,782 to the state, and you paid in all those tax credits, that would be $4,782. You would owe zero, and you get your withholdings back. If you owed, say, $2,000, and you paid in $3,000, you would still owe zero and get your withholdings back, and you could carry forward that extra $1,000 up to 5 years. So it's really a no-brainer. I really kind of explain this to people in a way so that more than 10% of eligible Arizonans take advantage of it. And I just want everybody to take advantage of this, because it's better than sending the money down to the state capital and they use it on whatever they want to use it on. You keep it local, and then you also can monitor the organizations that you give to. So if you choose not to give it to them next year, then you don't have to give it to them next year. You go to another one, because there's a list of all these charitable organizations. But again, my Lions Club is really a good organization to do to. We give to a lot of different hearing, or we have five planks. We're sight and hearing, child cancer, environment, hunger, and the last. Plank is diabetes, which is a new plank for us this fiscal year. So they're all very important to society, and I think anything could be very helpful to these organizations that we work with.
So, David, what do you feel is the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Well, I really like to help people, reduce their tax burden. And also protect their assets and create sort of an estate plan for them. We have a structure in place that allows that. I don't want somebody to pay more, $1 more than they need to in taxes to because a lot of it just goes down the black hole of useless government.
Very good. And if folks want to get a hold of you again, where would they get a hold of you? What's your contact information?
Again, it's David A. Snyder, CPA. .com. That's my website. My phone number is 928-445-0104, extension 9. And I'm at 325 South Montezuma Street, down, two doors down from Bill's Grill.
There you go. Well, we just want to thank you for being on our show today. We're running out of time.
Yes.
And I want to also wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all you and all Prescott and in the Quad City areas. Thank you.
And we want to thank all our listeners out there for listening to our show today. We really appreciate it. And we want to encourage you to get out and shop this weekend. We have the Small Business Saturday. We have the coupon booklets at our visitor center. So lots and lots of local businesses giving us a lot of great offers, and we're very excited about that. But most importantly, please enjoy your families and just enjoy the time and give thanks to all of that. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.